Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are again, Ron, on Saturday morning here on KVTA.
A lot cooler, I might add, this weekend than it was last weekend.
Yeah, I think about 22 degrees.
At least.
Yeah, we hit 114 in Fillmore. 114 degrees.
122 in Simi.
Yeah, it's...
It was crazy.
I did not know that. Yeah. Okay, what they told us, 114 was the high.
I don't know. We had people...
Wow, because even Palm Desert was 120.
Yeah, people in Simi who lived there, they fed in on Facebook, 122.
I think they should get their thermometers reset.
Maybe an award.
Maybe they're set 10 degrees ahead just in case something happens. Wow, 122, my goodness. That's all right, crazy. So we've got nice weather here. Card stuff, we're surrounded by it this weekend.
Yeah. Last night was... Oxnard, if you got the chance to go out on A Street, which is good. They have them every month. It was a downtown, historic downtown with the food and the family and the funds, which was great stuff. And then, of course, we've got the big show coming up tomorrow at Vista Ford. We've got the National Car Collector Appreciation Day. We're going to hit that. We got pinup contest. I believe they have 12 to 14 pinup dolls that'll be there. We have three live bands, which are going to be good. We got food trucks. We got vendors. And it all is to raise money for MAP, Military Animal Project, emotional support animals, certified therapy dogs to help to facilitate the veterans in therapy sessions. So if you get a chance, come out tomorrow. It's from 11:30 to 5. It's going to be great. The weather's going to be nice. If you want to bring your car, I think they still have some space. You go on VistaFordRacing.com, sign up. It's $25. Like I said, we're raising money for MAP this year. That's the charity that we're working on. But there's going to be awards for the car shows. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great day tomorrow. So hopefully you'll come out. And yours truly is going to be the MC, so we're going to have fun. I'm going to make it fun. We're going to have great. So hopefully you'll be out there.
So we are going into our eighth year.
Yeah,
keeping people's money safe.
8 long years. No, we've had fun.
It's been a long time.
We've had a blast, man. You've been to all my dinners and a lot of my lunches. We've had a great time. You know, it's been fun. Made a lot of nice friends and clients on this radio show. So it's been
cool. Now you can listen to the Safer Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to the website, Safer Money Specialist. .com and click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and bam, you're right there. Get Ron Grant anytime you
24/7.
Want. 24/7.
Oh my God.
Via the internet. So that's good. You also have the gift card promo, and that's been going on for a few months now. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, it's a MasterCard or Visa credit card. And what it is we sit down and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe where you can't lose the principal. You can't lose any gains. You get a reasonable range of return. We can provide a lifetime income that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. We're also going to show you how to stop paying fees to your financial planner, paying those pesky fees, 401k company, 403b company, etc. Remember, when you pay the fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, you're taking away from your returns. You're eating into your profits, and we don't like that. So a meeting with me one-on-one, if you're age 55 to 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe, you'll get with no obligation the $100 MasterCard or Visa. You can have dinner on me. You can pay a bill. You can buy parts for your car, whatever you want to do with it. But we will help you with that mailbox money. We're going to let you go to the mailbox monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually and get a check for the rest of your life that you can't outlive. And your 401ks can't say that. Yeah, because they're in risk. What do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas, that's the money that eats up your retirement. You know, that's your dignity money. You know, the money you got up every morning, put your feet on the cold floor, went to work. You scrimped, you saved. What for? For your golden years. So let me help you build that retirement blueprint and help you with that mailbox money. So a meeting with me one-on-one and then the gift card, give me a call, 805-660-1313.
It's that easy for Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You want to grab yourself a pen, perhaps get something to write on, because you're going to want to take some notes. Coming up here on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3%. With a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805. 660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And welcome back to the Safer Money Solution Show with your host, Ron Grant, right over there.
Hey!
8 years on the air here on KVTA every Saturday. Let's talk about those indexed annuities and how they are not all the same. They can actually be quite different.
They are quite different. In fact, you know, I met with somebody recently last week, and they had purchased an indexed annuity for the wife's 401k. And then I went out and talked to the husband about his issue. He's got his retirement plan. And the thing I noticed, which was really strange, is a lot of the companies are pulling away from the 100% participation. And I don't like that. You know, the companies that I deal with, there's 37 to 40, maybe 50 companies out there that offer us, the public, these index-linked accounts. And the companies that I do business with have 100% participation, which means if the market gets a 10, you get a 10. Some of them have 30%. Some of them have 50%. Some of them have 75%. You know, I don't know why anybody would want less than 100%. It doesn't make sense to me. And then the caps. What is a cap? Well, a cap is how we make money every year. And a lot of these companies start out with teaser caps, maybe 1 year or 2 years, and they're decent. But then after that, you can't make any money, and that's not good. So I try to deal with companies that have consistent caps. Right now, the companies that I'm dealing with have caps anywhere from about 18% to about 24 to 26%, depending on what index that you're in. What's an index? Well, Standard & Poor's 500, top 500 companies in the indices, NASDAQ 100, techie stocks, Dow Jones Industrial, Hang Seng, Barclays Dynamic Balance. These are all indices or indexes that we could tie our money to. We're never in those things because what is that? That's risk. Don't do risk. Don't do it for me. I'm not going to do it for my clients. The other thing that we want to talk about is income. I can provide a guaranteed income for everybody that they can't outlive. And some of these companies have what we call paid income riders. And what you're going to do is you're going to pay for that rider that rides on the policy. Well, I have some companies that don't charge for those income riders. So again, why would you want to pay for something if you don't have to? And that's why we have multiple companies. See, I don't work for a company. I work for the client. You know, I'm not a captive agent that gets my cell phone and my desk paid for and my medical paid for by companies that I'm pushing their products because that's who I have to be loyal to. I'm an independent person that works for the client. I own my own corporation. You'll never write a check to me or my corporation. You know, let's go back to Bernie Madoff. You know, all the people that lost money with Bernie, they wrote a check to Bernie and his company. If they would have wrote it to New York Life or John Hancock or any of the companies, they wouldn't have lost a penny. So you have to be careful on who you're doing business with. And you have to look at these companies and see what the strength and the liquidity is. You know, the majority of the companies must keep $1.02 for every dollar you and I put up. It's called safety. It's reserves. Well, I have a company where my number one IRA is with. They keep $1.90 for every dollar you and I put up with. Do you know what your bank keeps? Minus 11 cents. So think about this. If there was a run on your bank tomorrow and you went in there and said, hey, I would like to pull my money out. And the manager comes up to you and says, you know what? I'm so sorry, but we're out of money. What are the options? Well, the options is he can write you an IOU. Okay? They're going to write, the Fed will write you an IOU. How much interest is the Fed going to pay you? And by the way, they have 10 years to pay you back for all that money. They're going to give you bupkis, percent interest over that period of time. Now, would that happen? Probably not, because what the government's going to do is just start writing checks again. You know, that's the problem. That's what got us into this economical situation that we're in right now with this financial problems. So when you look at indexed annuities, you want to make sure you get 100% participation. If you want an income rider, make sure it's a company that maybe is not charging you for that income rider. We want consistent caps, and we want strength and liquidity. Because if a company goes under, then the Department of Insurance has to come in and become your new insurance company. You know, it's called the Guarantee Association. It's in all 50 states. In fact, if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. Up top up there, there's a button called Safety. Click onto it. It'll take you to the Guarantee Association and explains what the Guarantee Association will do for you. It only does it for four things: indexed annuities, long-term care insurance, life insurance, and health insurance. That's it. That's the only thing it covers. No stocks, no bonds, no mutual funds, none of the other stuff. So we want to make sure that you're getting the right product for you, and that's why I ask a lot of questions and I listen a lot. And part of my job is to research these companies and find out who has the better product and who's going to be able to give the consistent caps. You know, there's a commercial in at Christmas time. And it's from the diamond industry. And it says, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Well, if you don't know indexed annuities, you need to know your agent. And that's the important part. And that's what I do. So if that's important to you, want to sleep at night, want to get a reasonable range of return, possibly a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, give me a call. 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Now, Ron, you have found a short-term product, which is unusual over the 8 years. You've dealt mostly with like 4 to 6 to 8 and maybe a little over that, too. But now you have a short-term product. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, you know, it used to be, Spence, years ago when I first started doing this, we had some 5-year products and some 6-year products. And now it's gone by the 7, 8, 9, 10-year products. There's some 12, 13 products out there that I don't necessarily deal with. But my clients have been asking me. So what I did is a buddy of mine does the same thing I do in the Midwest. And he's been dealing with his company for a couple years now. And the company has got what I call a little niche marketing thing that they're doing that the banks don't want to do. Okay, bankers don't like to loan money to medium and small businesses. And in fact, three of my clients who are retired bankers, and they were high up there in the banking business, I went to them before I put my money into this, and I said, hey, what do you think about this program? And I laid it out for them. And they only had a couple concerns. And one of the concerns that they had was that this company is not loaning money to businesses to pay payroll. You know, if you can't afford to pay your payroll people, you got a problem already. I'm sorry, but you're already in the hole. And the second thing they said is they don't want, or you shouldn't be doing business with somebody that's paying debt off. That's just like somebody who has a lot of credit card debt and gets a 0% interest card in the mail. Oh my goodness, I can take that 0% and I can pay off the other three cards that I have. Well, what have you done? You just transferred the debt from one lender to another lender. And they said that's not good. So I went ahead, did my research. I have money with this company. I put it in. I have what we call non-qualified money in there, which means I already paid the taxes on it. And I like it. So far, it's been doing really well for me. A lot of my clients have already joined into it. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Scott Merkelson. Scott is from Florida. He's out here on the weekend. He decided to come in and be on my show. And Scott works for the company. He's one of the muckety-mucks up there, the higher-up echelon guys that we're doing. So welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Hey, not a problem. Glad that you can make it out here. You know, luckily you were here this weekend and not last weekend when we had the heat. Of course, you're used to heat.
I am used to the heat. Coming from South Florida, I'm also used to the humidity. But, you know, when I came in, I was watching the news, and everyone was complaining about how hot it was. And I went outside, and I said, this is dry, though. It's very different from what I'm used to. It's not a jungle, what I'm used to in South Florida.
Yeah, that's true. So what we want to talk about, your product is great. I've been helping a lot of people with it. Let's do a little embellishing here. What is the primary factor that your company got into this back in 2013, into this industry? I know I call it a niche. I think you call it something else.
Yeah, I mean, I really do consider it a niche, but it is going more mainstream. You know, when we first started out, it really was a niche type of product. But essentially what's happening is that fewer banks are catering to the needs of small businesses. The small and medium business owner, really has no place to look for funding at this point. Even those, you know, the banks that do cater to these smaller businesses, they have a lengthy time period for the processing and funding of loans or cash advances. So as per the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the small business lending segment, it's about $1.4 trillion in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
$98 billion of that is actually merchant cash advances. So it's a growing segment as banks just aren't interested in being that local funding source for the small and medium-sized business owner. Really what they're interested in doing is offering a larger line of credit, $500,000, $1 million. For someone that's looking for $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, $150,000, there's really not a lot of availability out there.
Now, explain to the listeners, when we put our money in, and I say we because my money's in there, mm-hmm. when we put our money in there, how are we spread out against these the borrowers? In other words, what is our, our risk out there to put our money in?
I think that's a great point, and it's one of the reasons why I took some of my money personally and moved it over. You mentioned before that you had non-qualified money. I actually moved over some of my qualified money.
Okay.
My background's in securities. I had about 30% of my account sitting in cash.
Mm-hmm.
70% of that was in different equity instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, that 30%, rather than it earning zero, let me move it over here. And I'm getting a pretty nice return on that. It makes, you know, I'm happy with that. It's because of the diversification that you get.
Mm-hmm.
When you send in, you know, let's say you come in with $100,000 or $50,000, whatever it may be, that money's not going to 1, 2, 10, or 20 different merchants.
Mm-hmm.
That would be too, I would call, it really wouldn't have enough diversification there. So when you put in that money, we're going to make sure it's spread out through all 50 states. We're going to make sure it's in 200-plus business types. After the 9 months, you're going to be in about 1,500 or 1,600 different businesses. And that'll continue to peak at about 2,200 to 2,300.
Yeah, see, that's cool. By the way, minimum on this is $25,000 to get in. I got a statement here. This was ending May 31st, and it's really funny. They sent me this mini multiple page thing. For instance, I'm in janitorial services, $1.17 of my money. Automotive body, I got $1.23 in that industry. Painting and wall covering contractors, I got $1.22. Let's see. Oh, packing and crating. Ooh, that's a big one. I got $9.27 in that one. Woohoo! That's where the big bucks are, boys. Anyway, what I'm meaning by that is that we're spread out. It's diversification, and it's nice because we mitigated any of our loss situation. Here's something that I really liked, and I couldn't believe that a borrower would do this. But when I told the bankers about this, my clients, they were really dumbfounded. When Scott's company loans money to these people, to these businesses, they must pay it back daily out of their checking account. Daily, not monthly, but daily. So let's say that Joe Smith's Pizza Parlor wants to kick out a wall and borrow money to revamp or to grow. He has to pay that loan back daily. Now, if it's not paid daily, Scott's company knows within 24 hours what's going on, right? So you can mitigate anything.
That's right. It's tremendously important. This isn't like we're just sending a check out and hoping that money comes back in on a weekly or monthly basis. The merchants actually make stipulated payments via the ACH debit from their business account. So we actually send the funds out via ACH. It's mm-hmm. an electronic transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, we're actually pulling from that account. Similar to direct deposit. The same way most people are paid this day and age. We're putting money in, we're taking money out, and again, you bring up a great point. If there is a business owner that falls out of formula or has an issue, let's say that they knock down that wall, but then the pizza oven breaks, they're not going to be able to make those payments. We find out about it right away. Now, we're not the typical quote-unquote collections company where we're going to, you know, send someone named Tony to go knock on your door.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what we do is we take a more rehabilitative approach. We call that business owner. They're used to hearing from us. We say, you know, Joe's Pizza Shop, you can't make this payment today, but what can you do? And then
mm-hmm.
we restructure the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be in business.
Of course.
We want them to continue to
yeah.
grow.
Right.
And those are our best customers.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so that's really what we're looking for.
And that's important because now you're on top of it. You know what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, you've done it. Now, I know you've told us before, you do in-house underwriting, which to me is important because you guys are making the decision on where it's going to go and who it's going to go to. I think your ratio was 1 out of 10 or 11. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I mean, it's tremendously important. We do our underwriting in-house. We currently approve about 1 out of every 11 deals that come in. in. The underwriting is all done, you know, on it's right down the hallway from where I sit in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The number one question really that we ask, what are you going to do with the money? You mentioned before, alluded to the fact that we're not going to you know, make the advance for someone that's going to make payroll or paying off another debt. You know, if it's a struggling business, unfortunately, we're not the right place for you. We're looking for businesses that are looking to grow and just need a little kickstart of capital to be able to do that. If it's that money's being used to grow your business, you mentioned before the pizza shop owner that wants to knock down a wall because his tables are all full.
Right.
That's a no-brainer for us. It's we're looking for that business that's looking for growth, has a business plan, and really knows what they're going to do with the money.
Yeah, now, this is a 9-month product, but explain how that 9-month works that they can and what can they do with it? They can add money to it. Kind of embellish on that.
Yeah, they you know, it is a 9-month product, which, as you mentioned before, is beneficial. You know, people like the shorter term nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all comparative. You know, it's not going to be as short term as an equity. But I think there's true diversification there where you're really not getting that with the typical market products that are out there. But you can add funds at any time with an addendum. You know, mm-hmm. you can always add funds in there. And every 9 months you have that option of liquidating or rolling it into a new note. We have some people that want to take out earnings every 9 months.
So they can take their interest route
at
the end of 9 months.
Exactly.
Okay. And let the principal ride.
That's exactly
right. I like
right.
that.
That's exactly right.
And that's good. And that's something that I think is important because some people may want to drag their interest.
That's right.
You know, and let the principal go and that type of situation. So what have you found by doing this? I know you guys, you've been doing this since 2013,
mm-hmm.
and you had a good year last year. What did you guys end up doing last year?
Yeah, I mean, last year we funded just under $200 million in advances.
Okay.
This year we're on pace to do about $450 million.
Okay.
That would put us about top five in the U.S. The number one guy out there is OnDeck.
Mm-hmm.
They do about $200 million per month. They're
wow.
a publicly traded company.
Okay.
We're a little bit different from them. We're a little bit smaller than them, but we don't necessarily have the need to be the biggest guy on the block. We want to make sure that we're doing the right deals. We're doing the right underwriting.
Right.
We're collecting on the deals that we are advancing, and you know, we should be able to continue to give the returns that we're giving.
Well, that's important because I know when I put my clients in, it's like I've put my money in. I want to make sure that they're taken care of and they
sure.
like it and that they're not going to have a problem. And if they want to continue, that's fine. If they don't, you know, it's up to them. That's their option. They can pull out. And short term, like I said, 9 months. What are these accounts good for? I know we talked about non-qualified and qualified, but what kind of qualified accounts could we actually roll over in this?
I mean, really, you know, you have your IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, you know, really pretty much anything that's out there. You know, when you have the qualified account, you have to go through a third-party custodian.
Right.
But we work with, you know, 12 of the largest custodians that are out there. So chances are you have that account set up with a custodian already. We're probably working with them.
Yeah. And that's important because, see, insurance companies have their own built-in custodian. But other places, you know, even stock markets, that type of thing, if your money's in an IRA, somebody's got to be a custodian.
Yeah.
Someone has to report to the IRS. That's basically what it is. All right. Well, you know, and the nice thing about it, oh, we didn't talk about the tax treatment because this is important. Talk about the tax deferral because that I think that's a big selling point. People don't really realize when their money's in a CD, they get 1099 for that at the end of the year, which means it takes away from their return. So explain how your product is tax deferred.
It's a pretty big benefit. I mean, right now, you know, with the qualified, there's never a tax obligation.
Right.
For non-qualified, the type of account that you have, Ron, we always separate principal and interest. Now, what this means is that they will not receive a 1099 until they take a distribution of earnings. Now, this would, I guess you would consider a tax-deferred product. Now, you know, the government's always going to get their share,
sure.
but it would actually be judged as ordinary income, and the 1099 would only be issued in the year the distribution of interest is actually requested.
And that's important. Like I said, I've said this 100 times, guys. You want to keep the money in your own pocket. You know, if it's a qualified product, you know, totally different. But if it's non-qualified money, you know, you don't want to pay a 1099. You don't want to get 1099 and pay money on that for a year that you're not even using it. Maybe it's sitting there. You don't have to do that with this. This is nice. So, again, it's tax deferred, just like the indexed annuity. Whether it's qualified or non-qualified, that's also tax deferred. And it means you keep more of your money in your own pocket. So, listen, buddy, I appreciate you coming out and stopping out here from Florida on your trip. I want to thank you again for each and all the stuff you help me with every week. It's really great. We've been helping a lot of my clients, and that's important because, you know, it's my business, and I want to try to take care of my clients, you know, every way that I can. So.
Yeah, Ron, we know that, and it's a pleasure working with you. And, you know, if we can find more agents like Ron Grant out there, I think the world would be a better place. So I'll come down to you know, Southern California again soon.
Yeah, we hope to see you back down here for sure.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Yay, my pleasure. Thanks for stopping down.
All right.
Good to have guests in studio.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Usually everything's on the phone.
Yes, we do on the phone. Well, he's in Florida. It's hard for him to fly out on a Saturday just to be with me, even though I'm well worth it. You know, he can't come out every Saturday. I know that. You know, that would be – unless he has a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Yes.
Hey, do you got frequent flyer miles, buddy?
I'm starting to build some up.
All right. Maybe you come out again on a Saturday.
That's right.
Hey, I'm taking him to taco shop, the fish tacos over at the harbor.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to go over and have fish tacos.
Very good, fish tacos. Yeah. So we're to celebrate Southern California. Excellent choice, excellent choice. Let's get to a little comparison here. Explain the tornado versus hurricane, the concept of that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this. I think this is a really good concept. You know, what's the difference between a tornado and a hurricane? Tornado is unexpected. Could be a beautiful day, storm rolls in, bam, you got a tornado. A hurricane is different, right? We start tracking it thousands of miles out to sea. We know, got the wide eye. We know how fast the winds are. We know where it's going. We even give it a name, mostly women's names, I guess, you know. You might know 5 to 10 days prior to hitting the coast that you have time to prepare and pack your bags. Board your windows. Go stay with relatives inland. All preparation for the big storm coming, right? Well, I know you guys have seen the weatherman on TV standing there, pouring rain, 80 miles an hour, blows his toupee off, whatever. Just 5 hours, the storm's coming. It's coming right now. It's coming. And, of course, the next day you see the footage, all the people that decided to ride it out being rescued from the roofs, wrapped in Red Cross blankets. The reporter goes up to him and says, "We knew the storm was coming for over a week. Why didn't you leave?" And the person, "I didn't think it would be that bad." Ooh, can you believe these people? "I didn't think it would be that bad." Well, the point I'm trying to make here, it's predictable. Feel the same way about the market. The market's predictable. Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. If you're over 50, stop chasing returns. Stop it. Worry about a guaranteed lifetime income. I'm going to give you some facts about the market. Okay. Market's 9-year anniversary. It's a bull market. Over time, the S&P has averaged about 15%. So a lot of you and maybe your advisors have come to you, except this is the new normal. Hey, it's going to be great. Tomorrow's a new day. It's going to be up. Well, guess what? Market rides. It's a roller coaster ride. It's up. It's down. It's up. It's down. How about back in 08 when the market tanked almost 50%? You know, my clients and I didn't lose a penny. We got zeros. A zero is always better than a loss, okay? It's not the new normal, guys. Don't be complacent. You know, this market should have corrected a couple years ago. Now, President Trump's in. The market's doing well. But we don't know what Rocket Man's going to do. We don't know what Putin's going to do. We don't know what's happening in the world. We don't know that, okay? The Shiller P&E ratio, price and earnings ratio, is at 28. For those who don't know what that is, it's a cyclical price-to-earnings ratio for the S&P. On an average, it's right around 16. So let me put this in perspective. Over the past 147 years, we've seen the P&E ratios this high three times. 1929. Does anybody know what happened in 1929? Yep. How about 2000? Yep. And today? There's a better possibility that the correction is coming, and it's going to be maybe, I'm not saying for sure because I don't know, maybe worse than 08. The prognosticators are talking about it. The economists are talking about it. If you're getting ready to retire soon and the market drops 50%, how's your retirement going to go? How do you think it's going to go? I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that would work. And you know what? There's only so many Walmart greeter jobs out there. So if you've already retired and you're going to try to go back to work, I know two things. I know there's a day that you're not going to want to work, and there's a day you can't work, physically or mentally. What are you going to do? Your 401k, everything you worked hard for, everything you scrimped and saved. Many of you did not take vacations on a regular basis. Many of you did not go out to dinner on a regular basis. Why? You're saving for the golden years. So this is so it's predictable what's happening. Market's up, market's down, market's up, market's down. So what does this mean for you? And I'm not saying we've reached the peak of the market. I don't know that. If I knew that, I'd be picking the lotto tonight. You know, I love it when my people come to me and say, well, my planner says we're going to do 6% return this year. Oh, really? Put it in writing. Put the money in an escrow fund. Have them do that or have her do that. They don't know that. They'd be picking the lotto. I'm not saying you should take your money and move it to cash. What I'm saying is it's time to weatherproof your portfolio. What does this mean? Think of it. At least a dozen people who are out there, the guy standing in the roof, we share these kinds of stats with them, and even still, they've decided that they're going to ride it out. Well, back in 08 and 09, a lot of people, trillions of dollars were lost to 60, 70-year-olds. You know, I want you to go to my website. It's safermoneyspecialist.com. And up to the right-hand corner, you see me on the mic. In red, it says, if you own a 401k or a 403b, click here. There's a 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. It's called The 401k Recession. I don't own a 401k, and I was angry when I saw this. People lost their good, hard-earned money in 401ks. And I want you to watch the 401k guy from the industry. Look at him and the way he talks. This guy's lying through his teeth, and you can see it. Nothing lasts forever. What goes up must come down. I'm trying to get you to prepare for your retirement so you have a guaranteed lifetime income. You know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? Really, is there anybody out there listening that would have a problem going to their mailbox, picking up a check monthly, quarterly, or semi-annually? I don't think so. You know, I had a lady tell me, she says, well, you know, Mr. Grant, I don't need another source of income. I mean, I have my pension, and I got Social Security, and I got my 401k. I said, yeah, but your 401k is in risk. Oh, she says, I know, but she says, I'm in good shape. Oh, really? My house is paid for. My cars are paid for. I pay my credit cards off every month. Fantastic. But what if we have another 08 and the bulk of your money is in that 401k? What are you going to do? Can you go back to work? In her case, she could, but she couldn't get her job back. So she's going to take a big hit on income. See, here's what I'm trying to explain to you. That when the market tanks and you're getting ready to retire or you've already retired, you're not filling the pipeline up with any income anymore. Your income stopped unless you have a pension. Most people who have a pension have other source of income like the 401k, the 403b, et cetera. So I'm trying to get you to understand that we want to put some of that money in a safe place where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose the gains, you get a reasonable range of return, and a potential lifetime income that you can't outlive. That's what we want to try to do for you. That's what I've done for myself. That's what I do for my clients. If you want that too, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you get it together.
We'll have more coming up here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and it has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313, 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the Safer Money Solutions Show here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. You know, Ron, lately, the last 4 years or so, you've been doing this for 8. But I've heard more people, you know, between radio hosts taking on their own show.
Sure.
Maybe people on TV. Any way to communicate through the internet. A lot of people have been jumping on the old bandwagon here. And the Safer Money Specialist bandwagon. What do you think about that? It's just funny that you've been on for 8 years, and now in the last few, they've come on the air.
You know, Spence, the sincerest form of flattery is when somebody copies you. And I understand that. You know, here's really what it boils down to. I'm in a marketing group in Kansas. There's 300 of us. Last year, we took $5.5 billion out of Wall Street with a B because people want safer money. And, you know, when I take money away with my clients, help them get their money away from their financial planner, their stockbroker, they're crying like a dog trapped in a cage. What are you doing to me? I've known you for 10 years. I send you a birthday card every year. What are you doing? Well, here's the question. If you're taking your money and making it safer, are you doing something to them or are you doing something for yourself? You're doing something for yourself. And so a lot of the financial planners and stockbrokers now are getting tired of guys and gals like me taking money away from them. Because, you know, when we do that, they can't drive the Ferraris and they can't send their kids to Princeton. So my clients want to sleep at night. They want safety. They want to know that they have money to live on, to take care of themselves in their golden years where they don't have to go move in with their kids or they don't have to go to get a second or a third job. And so people are getting on the bandwagon. And Johnny and Betty come latelys, that's what they're doing. And, you know, I find it really kind of funny that they say they've told my clients, because some of my clients have gone to some of these dinners, and some of my clients have called these people on the radio, you know, finding out what they have. And it's funny because they sit there and they say, I can do what Ron Grant does. I can do what that guy does. Yet they're bringing in products that have low caps, have low participation rates, that have low bonuses. They have maybe one or two products because the brokerage firms don't like what I do because it's not fee-driven. You know, the financial planners and stockbrokers, it's all fee, fee, fee. And that's not that French poodle down the street. That's money that they're charging you. It comes out of your pocket. You see, I get paid if I help you with a product, a service, or an account. And I get paid from the insurance company, like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, indexed annuities. They get paid from your pocketbook. I don't know how you like this, but back in 08 and 09 when the market tanked almost 50%, your broker still made money on you. You lost money. They still made money on you. Now, again, this is my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. You know, I think that if you're over 50, you shouldn't be chasing returns. You should have money in a safe place, especially for your dignity money. And I know these guys and gals want to try to combat that guys and gals like me taking their money out of Wall Street and putting it in a safer place. But remember, with me, you never miss the upside of Wall Street, just the downside. We get to participate in the upside of Wall Street, some of it. So we're not, you're never going to miss the upside with me. Never. Only the downside. And you're going to sleep at night knowing that that money is put away in safety. See, I give my clients pillow money. I let them lay their head down and sleep at night. And I own three of them for my money because I'm too old to lose my money. You know, I was in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds once. You know, I have a problem with the guys and gals that are out there selling. They're painting everybody with the same brush. They're taking a 30-year-old and they're selling the same thing to a 60-year-old. Of course, a 30-year-old doesn't want to lose their money either, do they? But they have time to make it up. 60-year-old doesn't. Especially if they've already retired. So I think it's important that we give the people that want their money safe the best products out there. And that's what I do. I've done that for a long time. You know, and not bragging, but I move a lot of money out of Wall Street. I help my clients sleep at night. And why in the world would I want somebody of my age in Wall Street that I don't even have my own money in Wall Street, with the exception I bought that cannabis stock last year, $1,200, because I think cannabis is growing. I think what's going to happen is that that these pharmaceutical companies are going to get on board. In fact, the company that I'm actually invested in is a pharmaceutical company, and they're doing cancer research, and I think it's important. But you know what? That's my play money, like my classic cars. You know, when I have some play money, I'll never use my dignity money. You know, here's an analogy that I like. If you ever watch the Poker Channel, or you play poker, Texas Hold'em, guy and a gal are going heads up. The reason I say a guy and a gal, because somebody, Spence, said, oh, you're sexist, you're only saying two guys. So I'm going to say a guy and a gal. Guy and a gal are doing heads up at the poker, and the guy slides all his money in, and he says all in. And so the gal's looking at her cards, she's like, ooh, what does this guy have? When the guy goes all in, does he go all in with his 401k? His mortgage? His kid's college fund? No, he doesn't. But if you have your 401k in Wall Street, you're all in. And I hope that you don't get hit again, or maybe you didn't get hit. It depends on how young you are or old you are. I hope you don't get hit when the correction comes, and that affects your retirement living. So give me a call, 660-1313. Oh, forgot to say 805. We got that new program now. Can't dial. You got to dial 805. It's terrible. Or go to my website, safermoneyspecialist.com. I also have another website on there that you can click on to. It's called iwantincomeforlife.com. It's got a little one-minute video there. And then you can download the free book that I have, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. If you're going to retire in the next 3 to 5 years or you're already retired, get that book. I think it'll help you.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313, 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
So we are back, and it is time for Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A giveaway. My buddy Robert, who owns a Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, has so graciously for many years given my listeners gift cards. We're going to do the same. We're giving two cards to two people today. You're going to get your choice of the Chick-fil-A original, the grilled, the spicy chicken, or the Chick-fil-A nuggets, the original or the grilled 8-count. Now, all you have to do is send me an email. In the subject line, I want you to write chicken, and I want you to send me your name, your address, and your phone number. I need that for Robert. Robert needs to know who we're sending this to. Plus, I have to mail them to you. I will mail them out personally on Monday for you. Two winners, two cards apiece. Go right now to whatever instrument you use to email. Ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. I will take the first two people for the Chick-fil-A card.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Yeah, you got to do it now. Get in there.
Do it right now.
Win, win, win with Ron Grant here. What type of clients are you and your products right for? Who are you looking at mostly?
You know, I have a little niche that market that I like to talk about, the 55 to 75, because they have the best products. The companies offer the best products. Either they haven't retired yet or they just retired. But I can help everybody. You know, back in April, tax time, I was helping a lot of 18 to 30-year-olds with Roth IRAs, which was really nice. I have 90-year-olds that I've helped. And the reason is that, and I guess it's just the way the insurance industry works, but the best products with the highest caps, the potential for making the most money, and that have the best bonuses is that 55 to 75. I have a product out there right now that's paying a 22% bonus. As soon as you move the money over, you're getting 22% that's compounding. And that's not the best part to that product. The best part to that product is it's a 10-year product. For the next 10 years, you're going to get a 50% bonus on anything that the index or indices does. So, for instance, if the S&P 500 for your contract year did 4%, they're going to give you 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 2 and the 4 together and make it 6. So for that year, you got a 6% bonus. And that's just one of the products. And that's an income-producing product that gives you income for the rest of your life. Can I help younger people? Yes, I can. Can I help older people? Yes, I can. As you get older, you have to have more net worth, you have to have more liquidity, and you have to have more money coming in than going out. That makes sense, right? I know it doesn't make sense for the government, but that makes sense for us. We have to be able to pay our bills and have money to pay our bills with. So here's the situation. If you're under 55, there's some products for you. And if you're over 75, there's some products for you. But my niche market that I can help clients the best is 55 to 75. So if that makes sense, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
And we do have a credit card program.
We do. It's that $100 credit card that I'm going to give you, MasterCard or Visa. You sit down with me, I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return. If you're between 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I'm going to show you how to sleep at night, keep that money safe. We're going to stop paying those pesky fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company. We're going to let you keep more of the money that you worked hard for. And that's what it is. And you can use that card for anything you want. It's a MasterCard or Visa. Do what you want with it.
Okay, the credit card promo is here.
It's
call up Ron Grant. What's that number again?
805-660-1313.
We have our guest via the phone line. It is Will Hart on with us.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, sir?
Good. How's your Saturday going?
It's going beautiful.
A lot better than last Saturday, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, my God. People were dying on the vine. You didn't want to go out. You didn't want to go anywhere. It was like crazy.
Stay inside.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, sitting right in front of the air conditioner unit. I like that. If you haven't heard of Will Hart, Will is my metal expert. He does gold and silver. He's helped me with gold in my IRA. I've got the gold coins, which is nice. He's helped a lot of my clients because we believe in true class diversification. That's cash. That's metals. That's an indexed annuity. That's real estate. Maybe it's the nine-month product we talked about so you can make some interest. That's the nice thing about it. So, Will, we want to lead off with that difference between paper gold and the real gold. Tell the people why you want the real gold versus paper.
Absolutely. So with paper gold, again, that's what your broker can offer because that's really all he has to offer when it comes to any type of gold product. That is a leveraged account. So as an example, $1 million of gold bars sitting in a vault, they'll leverage it out 400 to 500 times that value, and you'll have a piece of paper that's based upon that gold that's sitting there, and that's fine in normal days, but everybody's expecting the market's going to take a big plunge soon, and if that happens, the principals, the folks that get that control, that $1 million of gold bars, they have the ability to reach in and grab their physical share, leaving everybody else that's leveraged against now an empty vault. Don't want to be in that situation. You want to have your own gold, have the real McCoy in your hand.
And, you know, you want to have it before the market downturns, because once it downturns, it's kind of like there used to be in the Post, the old Post magazine. There was a guy with a crank phone, and he was calling up. His barn was on fire, and he's calling up trying to buy fire insurance. You can't buy it once the house is on fire or the barn's
That's
on
right.
fire. So here's the thing. If the market tanks and you lose some of that money, you should have put it in something in that class diversification. Let's talk about the hedge against inflation, because we know the dollar is going way out of – it's going dropping. It's dropping big time.
Yeah, so we obviously, we're $23 trillion in debt. The dollar continues to lose value. What gold does and has done throughout history is it maintains its value against goods and services. And the example I always like to give, because it's easy for people to understand, is that 100 years ago, a 1 ounce $20 gold coin would buy a man a finely tailored suit or buy a woman a beautiful gown. And it didn't matter that the tailor or the seamstress, she didn't care if you handed her the 1 ounce gold $20 coin or a $20 bill, because that $20 bill was backed by 1 ounce of gold. Well, now our dollar's backed by nothing. It's a fiat currency, and that $20 bill is not going to buy a man a suit or a woman a gown, but that 1 ounce gold coin, which is a value of $1,250 to $1,300, is going to buy a man a nice suit or a woman a nice gown.
Yeah, if you would like some gold or silver in your portfolio, you'd like to diversify and have true class diversification, I will put you in touch with Will. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. Like I said, Will has helped me. He's helped my clients. He can help you also, and we'll put you in touch with him. Will, listen, thanks for calling in on Saturday. Have a great rest of the weekend and enjoy.
You too, Ron. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, we have some big car shows for this weekend, today, tomorrow. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, you know, there's a cruise tonight at Hookburger, and that's at Sycamore and the 118. That's from about 3 to 7. But tomorrow is the big National Car Collector Appreciation Day, and we're having fun. Tony Fiore, who is the general manager at Vista Ford, has so graciously let us use Vista Ford tomorrow. We're going to be there from 11:30 to 5. We have three live bands. We've got food trucks, and we've got a pinup contest with cash prizes for the ladies. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because we had Samantha Wade in last weekend, the winners, maybe the first and second place winners, are going to get custom-made dresses, which is going to really be nice. So if you'd like to come out tomorrow, we'd love to have you. It's a fun day for the family. Bring the stroller, bring the kids, bring the dogs. It's going to be awesome. If you want to enter your car, I think there's still some space. Don't know about that, but you can go on VistaFordRacing.com, sign up. It's $25 to show your car. We got awards: best hot rod, best sports car, best rat rod, best muscle car, best truck, best paint, best late model, best survivor, best nostalgia. All cars are welcome, no matter what year it is, no matter what model it is, new cars, old cars, whatever it is. It's celebrating National Car Collector Appreciation Day, because Congress sets aside a day every year thanking the hobby people that we bring business, we bring money into an industry, and we're doing that. And remember, the charity that we're supporting this year is MAP, Military Animal Project. It's to help with the emotional support animals, psychiatric service dogs, certified therapy dogs, to help facilitate our veterans. You know, they went to war for us, and they came back wounded. They came back problematic. We want to help them. We want to help them with animals, because we know that that does work. So please try to come out and enjoy the day. Hope to see you out there. Come up. I'm going to be the MC. Come up, say howdy. I'm going to have my Ranchero there. It's a silver 71. Take a look at that. We got some nice cars there. Hopefully we will see you there tomorrow, and we're going to do it. You got a song for me?
Yes, I do have a song for you. Plus, your little truck there was in a commercial.
It was a couple weeks ago. We did a commercial. Yeah, they rented my truck for a James Madden.
John
Madden. I'm sorry. John Madden. What do you call it? Football game. So that's going to be out in December. So hopefully look for my yellow girl on the road. That'll be out there.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and it has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.